particular sa adoption ni Untang, in contrast to justification, it seems that you are in a criminal court. In adoption, you are in a probate court. You enter a slave, you go out a son or an adopted son. Justification, you come in a sinner, you come out a righteous one, or a person pronounced not guilty sa atubangan sa Ginoo. In essence, that is the substance of adoption, which is the first part or the first sentence at least of the paragraph. What comes next, unsay ni sunod ni ana, is what we want to focus our attention this morning. Okay? Kung inyong mapansin, after he said sa chapter 12, sabi, they who are united in Christ, effectually called and regenerated, that's sanctification, excuse me, all those that are justified, God vouchsafed in and for the sake of his Son Jesus Christ to make partakers of the grace of adoption, semicolon. The paragraph could have stopped there and monotone adoption. But the writers of the confession wanted to open up this particular privilege of adoption by giving us five blessings that come as a result of adoption. So yun ang tatalakayin natin ngayong umaga, because they say five things, five blessings na that is enjoyed by one that is adopted. Number one, incorporation to the family of God. Number two, you receive a filial disposition toward God. Number three, we experience filial communion with God. Number four, experience paternal treatment by God. And number five, receive the promised inheritance from God. So these are the five blessings nga mahitabo sa dihang ikaw gisagop sa Ginoo. So let's tackle this one by one. And by the way, if you notice na iduha ka filial disposition, filial communion. Mga filial, do you mean? Relasyon sa murag amahan sa anak. Murag mga bumitaw familial. Relasyon sa family. Di ba? So, mura na inyong tandaan. The meaning is that na ay relasyon sa usaka hugpong or between two individuals. So let's start with the first one. Incorporation into the family of God. The first blessing of adoption is incorporation into the family of God. Notice how the writers put it. By which, yun pa, they are taken into the number. So there is a number sa pamilya sa Ginoo. Puno ka dito sa numero. Specific na number. And enjoy the liberties and privileges of the children of God, having His name put upon them. Underline or underscore. Sa dihang giuban na ka sa numero sa pamilya sa Ginoo, enjoy daw ka sa liberties and privileges. That's number one. Of the children of God. And then number two, have His name put upon them. Sama ba sa ako'y amahan ni Slay, pagkatao ni Slay, he gets my family name. Dili Alfonso ang gisunod. Duhay lungsod Slay. So you get my family name. In the same manner, once someone is adopted into God's family, you are you get and enjoy the liberties with that family. At the same time, you get the family name of those of those who adopted you. So these are the two things nga makuha nimo once you're incorporated in the family of God: privileges of the children and God's name put upon you. Both of these happen when there is a change in a relationship to God's family. So una, wala pa ka, hindi ka pa Tagalog adoption, hindi ka pa sinagip, sagip ba yun? Hindi ka pa inampon sa kanyang family. Sino ba ang iyong ama? Di ba, your father, the devil, sabi ni Jesus Christ? No. Ang kanang wala sa Ginoo ba, Brad, di ba, ang sa Biblia, yung anak ka sa Yawa? Huh? You are regarded to be in the devil's family with the devil as your father. But now you are incorporated into God's family. And therefore, all the privileges and blessings of God's family are yours, and God's name is put upon you. That is what the confession tells us. Of course, we cannot open up this morning what these privileges and blessings are, because they are too many to count. The hymn says, count your blessings, name them one by one. You cannot do that because there are too many. But suffice it to say that you get these privileges and blessings sa dihang ikaw ay nahilakip sa pamilya sa Diyos. As I said, as our children are called by our last name, so are God's children called by His name. That's why the first believers in Antioch were called Christians. Ang root dito, di ba, Christ? No? So yun ang number one na privilege. You are incorporated to the family of God. Number two, you receive a filial disposition towards God. Na daw disposition, Brad, nga naana kay relasyon ngadto sa Ginoo. It says in the confession, receive the spirit of adoption. We begin to relate to God as child relates to a father. This is what it means to have a filial disposition, na anay paking relasyon sama sa usa ka anak ngadto sa iyang amahan. The text that we must understand in order to look at this this concept is, if you have your Bibles, is in Romans chapter 8. Romans 8:14 to 17. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption, a sons by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with Him, so that we may also be glorified with Him. Ang pinagbuod, kumbaga, ng passage na yon from 14 to 17 is in verse 15. Kasi ang sinasabi dito, there is a contrast being shown. Na ay murag, ang say contrast, being siya. Ha? Contrast. Sabot ka ito, bro. Basta contrast. Oo. Oh. Yung spirit of slavery and spirit of adoption. Kita niyo na sa 15. Oo. Oh. The spirit of slavery is the mindset or disposition of someone who is in bondage. Yung naka gapos ba yun? Bandage? Ha? Nakagapos. While yung spirit of adoption is the filial disposition, the mindset of a son. No? There are two different attitudes, therefore, in a way of relating to God. We relate to God as a slave, spirit of bondage, and relating to God as a son, spirit of adoption. Now, Paul, obviously, ang kanyang tinutumbok is the spirit of adoption, the disposition as sons. We don't relate to God as if a slave to a master. In this context, wherein Romans has been written, we relate to God as a father. Now, tinuod, there is a sense in which we treat Jesus Christ as our master and we as his slaves. That is one element of truth, because that is also declared in Scripture, and even Paul writes about this. But there is another sense in which we are not slaves. There is another sense in which we are sons of God. And as sons, we relate to Him accordingly. That is what is being related to when we said the spirit of adoption. Nay intimate, mayroong intimate na connection between this position of son, of adoption rather, if you notice in the verse, and the presence of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. If you want to validate that point, please open to Galatians 4. Galatians 4. Pwede nating patotohanan, ika nga, sa chapter 4, 4 to 7. But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that He might redeem those who were under the law, that we may receive the adoption as sons. Because you are sons, God has sent forth His Spirit. Oh, there it is. Of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, tingin pa sa 7, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. So the presence of the Holy Spirit is what makes us cry, Abba, Father. So what's the point? Ang puntos din he, pinapakita ni Paul yung slavery on the one hand and sonship on the other hand. What makes you cry, Abba, Father, according to Paul, is because the Spirit of God is in you. The distinction between slavery and sonship, yung para sa akong gisuwat diri, is bound up with the whole concept of how we relate to the Father, or the Master, or Head of the Household, and the inheritance you receive. Your title to inheritance and your relation to the household are the crucial issues in relation to adoption. Oh. Sa adoption daw, relasyon daw, Brad, ugmana. Relation with God and your inheritance. And that is only true because formerly you were a slave, but now you are a son. That's why it ends the verse by saying, no longer a slave, now a son. So you see the transition, no? Now, this filial disposition, going back to itong yung tinignan natin kanina earlier na passage, Romans 8:15, yung sinasabi that you not receive a spirit of adoption, rather a spirit of slavery, but you receive a spirit of adoption by which you cry out, Father. As I said earlier, bakit ikaw nakag Sabi ng Abba Father, it is because you have received the Holy Spirit. Actually, this specify again of Christ. Now, Christ is a true, kumbaga, pursusong anak sa Diyos. Correct? While you are just unadopted. But since because of an inadoption, the Spirit of Christ is in you, now, as if, kung sa relasyon pa sa Diyos Amahan, gagatanaw sa imo, Brad, pursusok anak ka na, kaya ang Espiritu sa iyang anak, nani mo eh. Kita ninyo ang dynamics? Ingon pa, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Now, the experience of this filial disposition in which we cry out, Abba, Father, as I said earlier, grows out, nahitabura na, Brad, tungod kay ikaw, gipuy-an naman sa balaang Espiritu. Okay? So muna ang the second filial disposition. Hindi lang disposition. Kung disposition magurusahay, it's more of relational lang, no? How about the real McCoy? Kumbaga, yun naman ang tinitignan ng point number 3, because not only disposition is changed, but filial communion, experiential na ito. No? That's why I said here, growing out of the reception of filial disposition is the experience of filial communion with God. Tanawan ninyo sa confession, kay mauna, iyan ang sinasabi nila. Just after the writer say that those who are justified receive the Spirit of adoption, which is filial disposition, now they say this, have His name put upon them, receive the Spirit of adoption. Here is the point. Have access to the throne of grace with boldness, are enabled to cry, Abba, Father. Binigay yung Espiritu, therefore, the relationship already is established, but it did not stop there. Ngayon, kumbaga, Brad, Brad Damian, diri nakapuyo sa akong balay. Tratar ka na akong anak diri sa balay. Si Brad Damian, o gusto kang manglungkap dito sa kusina, Brad, pwede na kayo, Brad. Pwede na kayo, kay dili ka laing tao, di ka gritatar nga laing tao. You're not treated as if someone or a stranger. You belong to the household. You have access to all the bounty, as it were, in the household. Ganito rin, after establishing the relationship, which is filial disposition, now comes your access to the throne of grace, which is experimental or experiential communion. We are enabled to draw near with boldness to the throne of grace and are enabled to cry, Abba. What a great privilege to do that. You remember, you are going to the Lord of Lords, the God Almighty, and now here you are, given the access of going to Him with boldness. Now, in the secular realm of life, when you go to someone who is in higher, with a higher authority than you, say the president of the land, you have to pass through so many, kumbaga, dapat dadaan ka sa protocol officer eh. Diba? Kaya nung si Digong pumunta ng Japan, and he was scheduled to see the emperor, which is the titular head of Japan. Tapos sinabi na hindi po pwede dahil namatayan. Dahil yun ang sinabi ng protocol officer. Hindi ka basta-basta mo makakuan eh. What I'm saying is, persons of importance or persons with authority are not just ganun-ganun na lang na pwede mong lapitan. Picture now ourselves as adopted sons of God, and now He is giving you the access to the throne of grace. Wow! Grabe ni siyang nga panalangin. So unang panahon, ang pari lang, God, ang na-access dito sa ilang templo. Nya minsan lang, isang taon, napapasok sa Holy of Holies para lang kumbaga, sandurot dito sa Diyos. And lahat na ito ay nawala by way of the ripping of the curtain in the temple, and now that veil that divides, as it were, fallen humanity and God has been ripped open, and now you have access to the King of Kings. And not only that, he will cry, Abba, Father. Kumbaga, hindi, may access ka nga, pero visitor pa rin. Dito, hindi. May access ka na, tinatawag mo pa, Ama ko, or ano bang Abba sa kwan? Abba gihapon? Sa Tagalog?
Ama.
Yung Abba ba, Abba? So, Ama ko. So, it's the filial disposition, and out of that comes filial communion sa ato ang Ginoo. So, that's point number 3. Time na. Ha? Wala na. So, ibili na nato ding 4 o 5 next Sunday pohon. So, why review? What's the number 1? Blessing that emanates or comes if you're adopted. You enjoy all the privileges. The name of, or the family name of God, as it were, gibotang sa imo. That is incorporation. Incorporation ka ni Brad, gidugang ka. Ikaduha, filial disposition. Gikwan na, gi-establish na Brad ang kining relasyon sa amahan o anak. Murag deklarasyon. Damian, from now on, you are already my adopted son. Wala nagtapos dito. Kinabi number 3, Sel. O, ano ngayon? Kung adopted son. Now, you experience filial communion because you have now access to the throne of grace. Okay? So yun ang first 3 of the 5 blessings that someone experiences or has when he is adopted into the family of God. Any question? Nabay things nga gi-withhold sa imuha? Anak naman ka or sinagop naman ka? Are there things that are withheld from you as someone who is adopted? O nailalis dito? Unsay question diyang dapita?
Nailalis, i-declare naman.
Naik kon brad naik. Tapi padungok daw inyo unsay what are your thoughts sa ano?
Number 3 experience no.
Oh.
Kamay.
Experience ya tungod kay able na brad hanggang haan kumbaga nga pwede ka mo pwede ka nang pumanhik kumbaga sa throne of grace. Hindi lang deklarasyon na ikaw ay anak, kundi experientially, pwede mo nang ma-experiensya o ma... Sudihubad. Ano eh? Kayo eh. Sudihubad. So, sa to brad, itong inyong gina... Kundi ha?
Ano nang...
Oh, mao na sa Hebreo, brad. Gidasig giga nga want to come to the throne of grace. Because the gates are open. Welcome. It is unfortunate that even the gates are open. Sa inyong experience, sumala. Are you availing of that privilege? Ako dili. Makaingugi ko. I do not as often kining make use of that privilege. Ikaw, Brother Andy, you always make use of that privilege to enter the throne of grace? Di. Bakit ganun? Bakit ganun? By way of application, if you're already an adopted son of God and you have all the privileges the confession says, why don't we make use of the privileges? Why? Maybe we should ask the more basic question, are you adopted? Kasi kung hindi natin napapakinabangan ng gusto ang mga pribilehyo ng isang anak, baka ang pwede nating tanungin ay, anak ka ba talaga? Yun ang basic question. At kung totoo ka mang anak ng Diyos, bakit mo hindi binibigyan ng kakulang pansin ang iyong mga privileges. Maybe anong what probable reason can we think of? Why? Kaya nga sabi ko, baka yun ang basic na problema eh. Baka hindi ka nga talaga kinupkop at inaring anak.
Paano kung versikulo sa 1:13 yan?
Oo. Pero naa may prerequisite ato, brad. Atong basahon. Naa may prerequisite na ay mahitabo una bago na siya ma-declare ba? Itong tanawon sa dyan. Drita magsugod sa 12. Dati matlok dyan. Dili kayo. Ato mang ginasgutan kining mahimunakan anak ba? Nya ato mang ginapangutan na anak na mangka ka. Nga luwa man mo pa himusli ang mga pribilehyo bilang isa ka anak. Ngano ba? Ngano wa ni mo pa himusli? Why don't you not take the advantage since you have all the privileges anyway? Why don't you take advantage of it? So, ningon ko nga basing, digid ka anak. John. There is a John Manggood branding on the day. Uno, dosi. But as many as receive him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. Dito palang kani, Brad. Nanay condition eh. But as many as receive him. Question. Have you received him? Ang received dito is, you can translate it to faith. Have you put faith in Christ? And faith there, if you want to scrutinize it, it is not just knowing the name Jesus Christ. Because that is not faith, as we have seen in our earlier passages, earlier studies. Faith has a rational content. May pinagbabatayan, bakit mo sinabi mo, tinanggap ang Diyos. Pinaniwalaan ang Diyos. Without that, Brad, kung wala untuni mo, then walang kabuluhan yung sinasabi mong anak ka ng Diyos. Walang kabuluhan. But as many as receive Him, to them He gave the right. The right has been given after you have professed faith.
Ang tanong, kanina, wala na mo, bakit hindi mo ipahin mo silang anak sa Diyos?
Nga daghan man kay mga panalangin nga imuhang maangkon tungod ikaw inan anak na sinagup na ngano man what is the probable reason so it posibleng kan ba maybe you lack the confidence that he can meet your needs, for example, if you're talking about needs. You have little faith. Maybe it is being obstructed by a life of sin. Na imbis bold ka musulod dito sa atubangan sa Ginoong ulaw na ka, kasala man ka. Hindi, wala ni mo na enjoy ang benefits. Those are possible.
Paano? Why?
Muna gito. Dapat gani, din ni mo kaulaw kay anak naman ka. Pero nga ano na ulaw man ka? So, sala ang posibleng hinungdan. And then, on a level of personal experience, you don't simply use the means of grace. Na kay mga galamiton sa balay, Brad. Okay, ikaw ay tagiya sa balay. Pero naagi kay mga himan nga gusto ginimo gamiton, di ba? Pero naman po yung mga hima dito nga mapusla naman po. Pero wala ginimo mapusli. Kaya wala mo niya magamita. Correct? There are so many means of grace for a Christian to grow. If you're talking about Christian growth and development. But the question is, Christians in particular do not make use of these different means of grace. Time na. So sige. Next time na pohon, no? Let's be earlier next time. But next time, I will not be standing here because next time na yung tindog diri next Sunday. Okay. So diha lang una ta. Let us thank God for once again granting us this opportunity. You know, indeed, what a wonderful thought nga kami imong gisagop. You have adopted us into your family. Kinsa man mi Ginoo nga angayan i-appeal sa imong pamilya. This is the wonder of it all, Ginoo, nga kami makasasala. Ang amahan ninyo ng Bible is the devil. You chose. You have vouchsafed to grant us this privilege to be in your family. And we admit, Ginoo, nga despite this fact, we are remiss in our responsibilities of taking full advantage sa mga pribilehiyong imong gihatag kanamo. Pasayloa kami, Ginoo. Tagahay kami kasing-kasing ma-establisar pa kini nga mga kamatuoran. Dili lang kay amoning iingon nga kami mga anak sa Dios, kun dili unta sa experience gyud amoning matagamtaman. Dili sa among kinasuluran sa kasing-kasing, masabta namo, ma-experience namo, ma-enjoy namo ang tanang pribilehiyo Ginoo nga imong gihatag kanamo. Lord, we also would want to thank you this morning for this privilege of studying your word with liberty. Wala kami gipugnan, ma-discuss namo ning with freeness. Thanking you, O God, nga imong gi-allow kini nga mga pribilehiyo. Og nang hinaot kami nga dili unta masayang, Lord, kini nga mga pribilehiyo nga imong gihatag kanamo, kun dili every circumstance that you allow for us to study. May